The prophet Daniel was a contemporary of Jeremiah and Ezekiel. His long career extended from Nebuchadnezzar's reign to the time of Cyrus. Daniel wrote his book while in exile in the land of the Chaldeans, where he lived at the court of the king of Babylon. He was among the first group of people to be deported by Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel came from the tribe of Judah. He was of noble birth, highly gifted, and had great faith and courage. He went to Babylon with other young men of his age in the year 605 BC during the reign of Jehoiakim of Judah, after the invasion of Palestine by the Babylonians. Nebuchadnezzar took the articles of value from the temple of the Lord and placed them among the treasures of his God in Babylon, and he gave orders for promising young men of high rank to be taken and trained for his service. These events had been foretold by Isaiah some 80 years before, when the prophet had announced to Hezekiah of Judah the captivity in Babylon of the king's own descendants. The young princes had to be without physical defect, good-looking, intelligent, quick to learn, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. Among the captives, there were three other young men from Judah, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. When they arrived at the royal court in Babylon, they were given Chaldean names. Daniel was called Belteshazzar, Hananiah, Shadrach, Mishael, Meshach, and Azariah, Abednego. They were taught the language and writing of the Chaldeans, the customs and wisdom of the country, and the knowledge of all kinds of literature and learning. Their education lasted 3 years. During that time, they were assigned a daily portion of food and wine from the king's own table. They were given the royal food by order of the king himself. But this troubled Daniel and his friends, as unclean meat as well as blood was forbidden by the law of Moses, and the king's food had also been defiled by pagan customs. So Daniel decided not to take the meat and wine coming from the king's table. He went to the chief official and requested permission to eat only vegetables and drink nothing but water. The official received Daniel's request favorably, but he feared the king's anger. So he answered, "I am afraid of my lord the king, who has assigned your food and drink. If he sees you looking worse than the other young men of your age, he'll have my head." Then Daniel spoke to the guard who had been set over the young men. "Please test your servants for 10 days," he said. "Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food, and treat your servants in accordance with what you see." The guard agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. At the end of that time, they looked healthier and better fed than any of the young men who were given meat and wine from the king's table. So the guard took away the choice food and gave them vegetables and water instead. The Lord rewarded the faith and courage of these 4 young men by endowing them with exceptional knowledge and great wisdom. Daniel could also understand and interpret visions and dreams of every kind. At the end of 3 years, the chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. As the king talked with them, he found none equal to Daniel and his friends. In every matter of wisdom and learning, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and wise men in his entire kingdom. So Daniel remained at court in the king's service. Next episode, Nebuchadnezzar's dream.